As I mentioned last week, part of my assignment for being here is sort of like a final preparation before ordination. And so myself and then my five other deacon classmates are in our final stages and the final months before ordination. And something that kind of happens in this period is you start to purchase some things that you'll use for the rest of your life, which is pretty neat, like chasubles for the mass. But then the big one is the chalice, and that's a pretty special purchase because you'll use this chalice to celebrate the mass every day for the rest of your life. And just a couple weeks ago, I actually bought my chalice, and I found it on a website. And once I saw the chalice on the website page, I knew that that was the one that I wanted. It was the style that I like. It's a Gothic style. But then there's also images on the chalice that really speak to me. On the bottom, there's a crucifixion scene. But then around the goblet, on the top of the chalice, there's a scene of today's gospel, the call of Andrew and Peter and James and John. And there's a couple reasons why that image is profound for me and speaks to me. One of them is that it reminds me of the reality that vocations came from families from the very beginning, and they still come from families today. Andrew and Peter, the apostles, were brothers, and James and John were brothers, and they were the first apostles called by our Lord. And so I think it's really fitting just to really realize that out of families and brothers, vocations came. And we see this even in the priesthood today. In our own diocese, there's several priests' brothers, brothers who are priests. And the most famous being the Eck brothers. One of them is still alive today, but there were three brothers who were ordained priests. And so Father Ivan Eck is the oldest priest in our diocese. And so it can be a common experience. And it seems like there's always some common factors belonging to these families. They go to church every Sunday, they pray in the morning, in the evening, and they just simply follow the simple instructions that the church asks of all of us. This is the case for my family. My oldest brother, Andrew, is a priest. His name's Father Andrew Burkamp, and some of you might know him or know of him. And people oftentimes ask me, like, did his vocation, him going to seminary and then being ordained a priest, did that inspire your vocation? And the short answer is no, because I would never give him that much credit. But the long answer is yes and no. I thought about being a priest my whole life. When I was in kindergarten, I remember thinking that I wanted to be a priest. And so my vocation and that call was present early on. But it was something that I was intimidated to kind of act upon and to enter into. So Andy going to seminary when I was in sixth grade did inspire me in a way to realize that this is a concrete vocation that I can enter into. So it gave me some confidence to not be afraid of that vocation. And then especially when he was ordained, seeing him finish the process and seeing the fruit that was born, that did encourage me along the way. And so when I celebrate the Mass and I see the chalice and the depiction of Andrew and Peter, who are brothers, just like Andrew and Peter, myself, are brothers, I'll be reminded of my brother. But don't tell him that, because even just sharing this goes against every core of my being of sharing emotions as a German. But it does remind me of him. As a German. And sometimes people will ask my parents, like, what did you do? Like, why do you have two sons who are priests? And the answer is not a lot, actually. Meaning, they just simply, like I said, did what the church asked all of us to do. We would go to Mass faithfully every Sunday. We would pray in the morning. We'd pray in the evening. We'd pray before meals. We would go to confession as a family about once a month. And so those things are not that difficult. It's simple, but just that simple foundation really did pave the way for my brother and I to receive the grace of our vocation and to be docile to that. And then one thing in particular that I think really inspired my vocation, my parents would have our parish priest over for dinner. And just seeing a priest in the setting of a home was very inspiring. So that's one other particular detail that I think was really impactful for me. But all this is to say, our vocations are built upon our upbringing and our foundations. And so what the church asks us all to do as families is just simple, but it can go so far. I think it's helpful to point that out, especially when we see the first four apostles coming forth from two families. And then the second part, or the second thing that my chalice will remind me of, is that my vocation is a gift and a calling. just as Andrew and Peter and James and John were called by the Sea of Galilee, likewise, my vocation isn't something that I created, it's not something I earned, but it was a gift from the Lord. And I had that desire to go to seminary after my whole life, but I finally acted upon it after 3 years at K-State. But then, actually, in between college seminary and theology seminary, I discerned out. I took a step away from seminary. Mostly, and to summarize it basically, I was running from the Lord. I was intimidated by some of the sacrifices being asked of me in the vocation. And I thought that if I just kind of chose to leave and run, that my desire and the promptings of my heart would change. And there couldn't be anything further from the truth. Because part of that story was me trying to pave my own way. And the more I tried to run and to create my own path, the more there was a greater lack of peace in my heart. And it was providential that this happened, because one day when I was just working and going about my life, when I was out of seminary, I had a very clear and profound encounter with our Lord. I mean, it was probably one of the greatest graces I have received in my life. And it wasn't anything, I wasn't in prayer, I was just driving, but kind of thinking about just my life. And in a really clear moment, I realized that God is calling me to be a priest. This is my vocation. And I also knew in that moment that I deep down wanted that as well. And so the fact that I'm called, but also that this is what I desire, those two came together. And I realized in that moment that my vocation and all vocations are a gift from God to be received. And I think that's helpful for all of us to keep in mind. That one, our big vocations, our big V vocations, they're first and foremost a gift that the Lord gives us. But then everything that the Lord gives us, all the small things in our lives, all the small vocations or small missions, the day-to-day, all of that is a gift. And deep down, that's what actually brings us the greatest peace and security, being close to Him. And so I'm grateful for that experience, and I will remember that on the chalice, that my vocation is a gift. And so maybe you remember in all parts of our lives that whenever the Lord says, come and follow me, that a great gift awaits us.